This is the brief on divorce parenting strategies. So think of this as a practical guide for parents navigating a separation. The whole goal here is to support your kids emotionally and keep things as stable as possible. Because let's be real, every child is different, and what they need really depends on their age and their personality. First up, you've got to prioritize stability, and that really comes down to three things. One, keep their routines as predictable as you can. Two, make sure you're communicating with them super clearly. And three, do everything in your power to avoid unnecessary disruptions in their lives. Okay, second takeaway, and this one is huge. Managing conflict is everything. The research is pretty clear on this. It's the conflict between parents that harms kids way more than the actual separation. So there are three hard and fast rules here. Don't argue in front of them. Never, ever use them as messengers. And just stop speaking negatively about the other parent. And finally, let's talk practical tools and emotional support. You know, things like shared calendars can make co-parenting so much smoother, but what's even more important? Really listening to your child, reassuring them, validating how they feel. And hey, if you need it, getting professional support is a great idea. The guide suggests asking yourself three key questions. What routine feels stable for my kids? What conflict can I cut back on? And what do my children really need from me right now? So it all boils down to this. A stable environment and minimal conflict are the absolute cornerstones of supporting your children through a divorce.